Hey, hey, I'm from Alabama, and this is for our one specific listener that we all know, and you know who you are.
JK, love you so much. Hi, I'm Ethan, and welcome to Witty and Fabulous.
This is Zach. Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Zach, what are we talking about this time around?
I figure we would just, like, go on an ADHD tangents.
Ooh.
Because that's always fun.
Yeah.
Let's see, where do we want to start? So, what's been going on with life? How you been? What's going on? What's happening?
I mean, life is lifing. Life okay. is lifing in a pretty life-tastic kind of way.
Okay.
I'm on leave from work. I don't know if I've said that in a previous episode or not, but I'm on a little bit of a breaky poo. I had a session with the, like, EAP person, and they, like, as I was explaining, like, what was going on with me, they were just like, okay, so I'm going to book you for all of the sessions that are available because you need them.
When's your next one?
On the 20th.
Okay. That's good.
And that was, like, her soonest available one.
And is this all remote, or are you going to her
it's
in
all
person?
Remote.
Do you have the option of doing in person?
She has an office. I'm going to ask her, like, what works best for her and, like, what we can coordinate if we can make some of the sessions sooner than others, sort of a thing.
Okay.
But we'll see. We'll figure it out as we
go. That works. You know, got to take care of your mental health.
She just went from just, like, when we started at the very beginning of the session, she was just, like, chipper and bright, and, like, she really looked like she had her whole future ahead of her. And as, like, the deeper into, like, just my issues I went, she just looked, like, more and more, like, defeated. Like, you know the feeling when, like, you realize how much work you have ahead of you and you just feel, like, already done? You're like,
You're like, all right, let's, like, just start powering through it.
Well, for me, it's just like, once I realize that, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna clock out. It's time to clock out and go home. Like, here's my resignation. We're done.
Lord, you quit too soon. That's what it is. You gotta live up to it.
Yeah, well, so that was her expression. But yeah, it'll be a good time. We'll see.
Okay. You said the 21st?
20th.
Oh, okay.
So that's 20th.
Like 9 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is 7 days ahead of the deadline for her to submit the paperwork.
Okay. So that gives her some time.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, no, you're fine. You can go back to work.
If that happens, never mind. I don't have any words to say. Never mind.
Oh, God. We'll advertise the BetterHelp number along with this episode. If you or someone you know are struggling, please get help. No joke, serious.
I will find the nearest roof.
Oh, my God.
Which, luckily for me, I have a couple.
Gosh. Well, you know, I don't know what's been going on with me lately. I know that the past couple of days, my panic attacks have, like, picked up.
Really?
Well, I say panic. They're more like anxiety attacks. I had one this morning, randomly.
Interesting.
I woke up having one. And it's just like, what's happening?
Yeah.
It's like you get the feeling of deja vu and you just feel warm.
Nope.
Okay.
I put my flip-flop under the door so Penelope couldn't push the door open.
Terrible. But yeah, I've been taking my medicine a little bit more just to kind of get a edge of that. And then also it helps me sleep, really.
Yeah.
It's just a high freaking allergy medicine that treats anxiety.
I had an anxiety attack the other day. Yesterday, maybe. I was fine. I had a snack. Came upstairs to, like, start doing the laundry. And, like, as I was putting shit into the machine, I, like, got the shakes. I was, like having, like, a moment. I was like, I guess I need to lay down. And it was rough.
I guess it's different for everyone. I don't get the shakes. I get a feeling of deja vu. And then it's not like the shakes. It's like I feel like I'm vibrating.
See, that's it for me. It's like it's when I go to, like, move my body, I feel like it's just like I swallowed a phone on vibrate mode and someone's trying to call me. It's like
It's really weird. I don't know. I just have to let it happen. I just kind of sit through it. I'm just like, all right, this is happening.
Yeah, I just, like, lay down and, like, started scrolling through TikTok.
Yeah, I don't. Like, it's it's so irritating. And I'm pretty sure it's because I have been drinking more caffeinated beverages lately. So I have to scale back down again, because that's the only way that I can get it under control.
Switch to alcohol.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Drink. No. Drink more alcohol.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to drink more alcohol.
Yeah.
Y'all hear this peer pressure?
We can be turned together.
Y'all hear this peer pressure?
Day drink.
This man wakes up and immediately starts drinking. He will drink coffee and just add a splash of vodka.
Rum, usually.
Okay. Well,
I don't have a problem. You have a problem.
Okay. You're like, I don't have a problem. The liquids that I drink have a problem.
I did add a shot of vodka to my wine.
You're like, it didn't have enough alcohol. I need it to be more alcoholic.
Yeah, I need more alcohol for alcohol.
I need to up that percentage.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's been fun. Just dealing with that. We're going to a gay market tomorrow.
Yeah.
Starts at 12. It's from 12 to 4. It's in Richmond. A
little queer bazaar. It'd be fun.
Thank God it's not supposed to rain, because I'm over this wet weather for sure.
I've been wanting. I've just been wanting. I've been wanting to do some yard work. What? What?
Just you belching loudly into the fucking microphone.
I turned my head.
Okay. Cool.
Bitch.
You act like that microphone's not strong enough to pick that up. If I turn my head, no one will hear.
No one will hear me.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to spoil you. I need to watch that movie again.
Yes, it's so good.
Please, anyone who has not seen Dix the Musical, just watch. Just watch it. It's not great for children. But
So I hit resume on Plex to see where I was at, because I was going to make that GIF that I sent you. And it was at the sex scene with the two brothers, and I was just like, this, I can't, I gotta stop, I was just like, they're brothers.
I saw that coming from the very beginning. I'm just like, they gonna fuck.
Oh Jesus. I hope that at the end they find out they're not real brothers, because I still haven't finished it, but don't ruin it for me. I'm gonna live blissfully assuming that that's what's gonna happen.
Do you want to watch it again right now?
No.
Do you want to watch the very end?
No, I don't,
because I can assure you it ends in a way.
Oh God, please don't.
God's there.
Okay, cute. Anyway, moving on. So other than, catching up on our lives, I've been watching, or I've already watched Avatar. Avatar was pretty good.
The live action?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
I liked it. I mean, I've seen most of season one. I haven't watched anything past that. So everything that I've seen is familiar to me.
So you've only watched the first book of the animated Aatla?
Animated Aatla?
Avatar: The Last Airbender. Aatla.
Oh, I'm not a nerd. I don't follow it like that.
Well, you're definitely a nerd. You just don't follow it like that.
Okay,
that's
cute.
Okay, sweetie. It's fine.
All right. I've watched up to, like, I guess the end of season one. I don't know.
Okay, fierce. Okay. Okay, cute. And you're cool with it?
I liked it.
Nice.
Okay. I know that it was out of sequence, some of the things that happened, but so, I don't really care.
I'd done some research on it, and they had enough time, because the episodes, the live-action episodes were longer, even though they were fewer episodes, they had enough time to do a faithful scene-by-scene recreation of the animated series. But they chose to combine certain plot lines and omit others just for, like, artistic flair. And it, for me, was very disappointing. I liked the actor that did Sokka, and I liked the one that did Zuko. Like, they both did a pretty okay performance. But Aang and Katara were not there for me. Katara was just, like, flat and boxy the whole time.
Katara is, which one is that?
The girl. The sister.
Oh, okay.
There was a lot of scenes.
You don't like Aang?
It wasn't good. Also, they had him flying around, which isn't what is supposed to happen. Like, he doesn't just like naked fly. Like, he has to have his glider. He's gliding through the air.
That was in the back scene, or like the flashback at the beginning when all the airbenders were alive. Mm-hmm. I felt so. My impression of what was going on was he had that ability, and since he was dormant for so long, he's just forgotten. Or no. Lost that power? I don't know.
No. They don't just, like, willy-nilly fly.
Okay. Why can't they?
Because they're not Superman.
But they control wind.
They can bend, but bending requires, like, different things. And they can't just, like, use their mind to force their body up into the air. The Avatar state is a little bit different. But they don't just, like, willy-nilly fly about.
Okay.
This just hasn't been a thing.
All right.
What? I'm sorry, am I getting too deep into the lore for you?
I mean, I don't care, honestly.
Okay.
I liked the show the way that it was. I wouldn't change anything about it. So it's like, I don't care when people do remakes and change things as long as it works out. I'm not going to hold, like, I'm not going to go through scene by scene and be like, ooh, this was different. Ooh, this was different. This sucks. Ooh, this was different.
Like, it's just that the show, I don't want to, like, I don't have anyone have the impression that I didn't overall enjoy the live action, because I did. It was good. I would watch the next season when it comes out. However, the changes that
they made. It said coming soon as well. Netflix said coming soon. Coming soon in 2 years. They better film that shit quick, because the character playing Aang is going to grow up real fast.
Yeah, and it's all supposed to happen timeline-wise, as far as the story goes.
Continuous.
Yeah, it happens from the time he wakes up to the end of the summer same year. Like, everything that happens in the entire Avatar The Last Airbender series takes place in the span of, like, winter to summer.
I feel like that's... I mean, I feel like they would have been smart enough to already have that record.
I think they recorded the whole thing in one go. All three seasons.
It would make more sense. They're going to space it out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it takes time to, like, edit and, like, do all the things, whatever. I'm sure they're still working on it. But what I was saying about, like, the storyline-wise and how they, like, combine certain plot beats, mm-hmm. that was to the overall story's detriment. Because what happened when they did that in a couple of places, they cut out Aang and Katara's... Like, they have a lot of, like, shared plot points because they are love interests. And...
She's older than him, isn't she?
Not by much. Like, a couple of years. Like, he's 12, she's, like, 14.
Oh.
In the story. Like, it's not that big of a difference.
Oh, that he was, like, 11 or something.
He's 12.
Okay, I mean, not much.
And she's 14. It's 2 years.
Okay.
I mean, I'm making up 14, but it's, like, it's like, they're both youthful. They're both children.
Okay.
But they're supposed to be love interests. Like Aang is supposed to have a crush on Katara, like, the whole way through. And there's all these
points. What was the brother's name?
Sokka.
Sokka. I liked him.
Yeah.
He wasn't as dumb as what the anime him as.
So they cut out the majority of the comedy points throughout the series, because they wanted it to be, like, a darker kind of show. But again, Avatar is a funny thing. Like, you cut out the funny, you're cutting out half of the show.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, they really fucked up. They could have still had it be, like, a more serious show, but still have a comedic relief, like, beat here and there, and not had it be as... I feel like it was flat. I feel like they could have taken a little bit more time and made it better. I'm not surprised now, though, having seen the first season, that the original creators of Avatar The Last Airbender left the production as soon as they did.
What do you mean?
So they were originally brought on for this,
mm-hmm.
but then, like, a couple months into it, they were both just like, no, we're out. Like, you're fucking it up. We're out. And they just left. Probably because Netflix was like, hey, yeah, we're going to combine all these plot points and we're going to make this be what it is for us. And they were most likely, and I'm speculating here, they're most likely just like, yeah, that's not it. That's, like, that's not the storyline. That's, you're missing XYZ here. And Netflix was like, fuck you, we've already bought it. And so they left.
Yeah, I didn't hate it. I liked it, so.
Yeah, it wasn't a 0 out of 10 for me. It was like a 4 or 5, but.
I also didn't hate, I mean, I feel like Death Note could have been better.
I did not watch Death Note.
It wasn't...
Do you mean Yu Yu Hakusho?
No, I was talking about Death Note.
Death Note? That's years old.
Yeah, it's years old. I was just talking about, like, Netflix's... versions of these shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't hate Death Note.
I couldn't watch it beyond the like first half of the first episode.
It could have been better, for sure. I mean, they got all the basics down, but...
I cringed out so hard.
I like the Japanese live actions a lot better.
Yeah. Ryuk looked really good.
Yeah. What is it? William Dafoe voiced him?
Willem?
William Dafoe. Isn't it Willem Dafoe?
Is it Willem?
I thought it was Willem Dafoe.
Willem, yeah. Willem Dafoe.
Why did you repeat what I said?
I thought you said William.
I did the second time.
I don't know.
Because I was like, what do you mean William?
Are we having like a Willem season 4 moment?
He's the one with the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yu Yu, I liked Yu Yu. I mean, I
enjoyed it. So I also did not watch that season all the way through because of how different it was from the anime.
I feel like people need to give things more of a chance before they give a complete opinion on it.
Well, so like, I think...
And that was targeted at you.
Okay, sure, fine.
Like, don't have an opinion on it until you've completed the work.
Okay, so here's my opinion that I have after watching until I was done. It had so many opportunities to be closer to the anime without sacrificing its difference as a live-action show. Like, the hole in the middle of the ground that was invented.
What?
The big hole in the middle of the ground in the live action was invented. Like, that wasn't in the anime.
Oh, yeah. Where that like, thing came out of. The bugs.
Yeah, and, like, the bugs, like that was also reworked in such a weird way that didn't happen until after Yusuke died, went through his thing, and became the spirit detective. Like, that was the first thing that he found. And it was one... It wasn't a bug. It was, like, a tiny little demon. Penelope, stop! It was a tiny little demon that was possessing, like, a little nerdy kid.
All I can think of is, here's Johnny!
Oh, my God. I really need to fix the door so it actually latches.
Why does it not latch?
It just never has. You just, like, push it and it opens. It's been like that. You lived in this room for a little while. Your feeling of security was an illusion. The door will just open if you push it.
Okay. Cute, love that.
No, you don't. I don't love it.
Anyway. So, yeah, I liked Yu Yu. I don't have a negative thought about it, honestly. I just like the one character, I cannot remember his name, red hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is his name?
I can't remember.
With the roses.
Yeah, no, I know. He was the fox.
Yeah, I wish that there was more of him. He was my favorite character in the entire show.
Well, he was one of my favorite characters in the anime as well.
Yes. Like, I watched the entire series with my ex from beginning to end, and he, like, the entire show, my favorite character.
Yeah.
Only favorite character. I don't really care about anybody else.
Well, I like Yusuke quite a bit.
Yusuke's
okay. I keep like getting his name, and like right when I go to say it, it's gone.
Yusuke?
No, the red hair guy.
Oh.
It's like right on the tip of my tongue, but every time I go to do it, it's like whoosh.
Okay.
I
just call him red hair guy. We all know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, he was definitely one of the favorites. I wish that he were stronger in the anime.
What would you like to see Netflix try next? Assuming they were to get it spot on right.
So they've already done Bleach.
I never watched that.
But I want them to do it again. Uh-huh. They've done Bleach. They've done Full Metal Alchemist. Those are like some of the best.
They just recently did One Piece, didn't they?
Yes, and I've heard that was good. I haven't watched it.
Yeah,
but I heard that was good. I haven't watched the One Piece anime, so I might go and watch the live action without having the background of the anime. I might enjoy it more.
I feel like they should do Yuri on Ice.
No, that's too gay. They would never do it.
They need to do it. We need a Yuri on Ice movie.
I would honestly
watch the shit out of it.
Or maybe Princess Jellyfish.
Don't know what that is.
What is
that anime where it's like they're in jail?
What the fuck?
The jail anime?
I've never seen it.
Hang on. Because it's...
Look up Princess Jellyfish first.
Hang on, I got this one on my server, so I know exactly where it is. Let me go to anime.
I'm going to request on your server, Princess Jellyfish.
Prison School.
Prison School. I think I've heard of that.
Yeah. It's got a lot of nudity in it.
Yeah, it does. It's like a gay moment, too.
Where they... Oh, yeah. The bathroom scene. Mm-hmm. When it drops the soap.
Yeah. I
watched. There's a live action of it.
Really?
Yes.
Hang on. On Netflix?
Hang on. I have it. No. Not on Netflix. I think I have it on my server as well.
Prison School. Plex requests. Is that your thing?
No, that's your thing.
I don't know why I still have it as.
Oh, I think I've requested it. I just never added it. It's Ombi.
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 There it is.
Ambiance. Would you say Jellyfish Girl?
Princess Jellyfish.
Princess Jellyfish, whatever the fuck that is. Princess Jellyfish. Princess Jellyfish. What the fuck is this? It looks weird.
So it's about these like otaku women that all live in this like apartment boarding house situation. And this guy that is like part of this like political family, he's like the bastard son of some dude, like a prime minister, whatever, doesn't want to be a part of their shit, and as a like an act of rebellion, he does drag everywhere all the time.
Each character has her own particular fixation. The protagonist is Tsukimi, whose love of jellyfish stems from memories of her deceased mother.
Uh-huh.
Taking her to the aquarium. What the fuck? Are the same.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to pull up a trailer of it.
Okay, do it.
I'm doing it.
I'm doing it. Wow.
Let me change the audio output. I wonder if the speakers...
I mean, you have the TV right behind you.
I'm not gonna airplay it.
No, you have an Apple TV. I'm just like, open up YouTube and just tell it what to do.
Get the fuck out of here, number one. Number like, two, how dare you have good ideas? Number three.
Look, it's right on YouTube. Shut the fuck up.
Okay. Where am I going? Search. Princess Jellyfish trailer. Princess Jellyfish trailer? No.
Just do Princess Jellyfish.
Princess Jellyfish. That's weird that it wouldn't
full do... episodes, official clip.
Where do you see official clip?
Oh, right, right there where you read.
That's not. Oh, it's a little ad moment.
What a spaz that girl is. Ran out of here without her glasses and sweats. Kuranosuke, I wanted to ask you about, well, what are your...
That's not it.
That's not Princess Jellyfish?
I mean, yes, it is, but I want a trailer.
Opening.
You must watch this anime.
Okay.
Because I want to talk about it, because it's a really... Oh, it's so good.
Cute. Okay. I'll think about it.
And he is a very, like, Matty Morphosis kind of drag queen.
A straight drag queen?
A straight drag queen.
Well, that's weird. Although I do love Matty Morphosis.
Mm-hmm.
That bitch is quick. Mm-hmm. I love her Between the Two Ferns take on drag interviews.
Between the... What the fuck?
Between Two Ferns.
What do you mean?
Zach Galifianakis?
Oh, I've never watched that.
Yeah, yeah.
He cringes me
That's
out.
Literally what Matty Morphosis does.
Oh.
It's very that.
Oh, I never watched.
Okay, well.
I never watched that. I get uncomfortable with cringy moments.
Okay.
Which is exactly the only thing Zach Galifianakis is good for.
I like his one-liners, though. Where he's just like... Well, it's less of a one-liner. More so like, Do you think that if you didn't have that accent, you would be just as famous as you are now? And he's talking like British people. Mm-hmm. It's so funny.
He had Obama on it, too, at one point.
That was wild.
And Obama was just like, do you want to keep doing these? After his one-liner question.
Like, I'll call security.
Do you want to keep doing this as a future?
If we're going to take you out. he should get Trump up there.
No.
He should.
I think both Trump and Biden are too old to do anything cool.
Yeah, so how do you feel about that?
About what?
About, you know, the current state of politics.
Oh, let me tell you. Bad.
Okay. Well, that was a great opinion. Moving on.
I don't feel good about it, to be completely honest. Where we are, where things are going, how things have been, I don't think we're in a good spot.
It's bad and worse, I think. I don't hate.
Have you seen
what Biden is doing?
Well, he's just not doing that much.
Like, he's flying under the radar, which is really just better for America at this point.
As a president, he's not doing enough as far as, like, Penelope, get out of here. As far as, like, foreign politics situations, like, with, like, the war in Israel and, like, different things that are happening. Like, we're not putting enough pressure to stop fighting.
I have a controversial view on that.
Yeah, and that is what?
Why does America have to step in on everything?
So America doesn't have to, like, throw its weight around, but because the U.S. has historically been as big as the U.S. is, we should definitely share our opinions.
We're not the biggest nation.
No, we're not, but historically we are. Like we are known for being, like, this big superpower on our own, by ourselves, whatever.
It's just so irritating because it's like we're always involving ourselves in foreign issues and we're always sending foreign aid. We're just at this point just well, huh? We're just making up dollars at this point. We're just inventing money.
Yeah.
And expanding the debt ceiling, and I'm just like, at this point money is just made up. Let's just get rid of it.
Money's always been fictitious.
Let's get rid of it. At this point we're just
Star Trek.
We're just going out here and helping people be better. So, like,
well, no.
What's the point of money?
We help capitalism. We go out and we find ways to help capitalism.
Ugh.
But back to my point that I was saying, like, with how big of an impact the U.S. has made historically over the last however many decades, sharing our opinion on how things should go is something that we've always done. And so out of the gate, we should have been like, hey, stop fighting. Like, hey, like, stop. Instead of taking up until how recently did Kamala Harris just say, ask for a ceasefire? That should have been day one. Like, we don't necessarily have to do anything, but we should have called for a stop day one.
So,
you know? Like, I agree with you.
I still don't. It's not our place. I just feel like we are involving ourselves in arguments that,
well, because we have shit everywhere. Like,
yeah,
the U.S. has interests all over the place. Like, we have things that we're flowing fictitious money into all the time, mm-hmm. which is, I guess, why we share opinions for things. We have whatever, wherever.
We have a vested interest.
Yeah, but like for humanitarian reasons, we should like give our opinion on stuff. I do agree with you that we are throwing aid money around in war zones when we should be focusing that money on our people.
Mm-hmm.
In on our own soil.
I fully invest all of that money into forgiving student debt.
Well, so I saw something on TikTok of this, like, politician or, like, group of politicians or whatever, saying that with the amount of money that the U.S. gives to, like, foreign aid during wartime,
uh-huh.
like, everything that, like, every time anything happens, we're giving Ukraine XYZ amount of dollars, we're giving them again this much money, we're giving this much money to wherever for whatever. Like, if you pay attention in the span of a year, 2 years, 3 years, the amount of money that we give in aid, we could have made a nationwide universal basic income. We could have
universal income or Medicare.
we could make
healthcare
the things that would make our own citizens have a happy, comfortable life. We could have done that multiple times over.
Priorities.
But we don't, because the U.S. caters to corporations and different, like, industrial complexes that pay them, pay the people that run it, but it runs by shitting on.
If I were in office, or if I were to get to a place of power, the first thing I would do on all levels of government, every government job, like a limit. You don't need
a term limit?
Yeah, a term limit. You don't need to be there longer than 8 years.
We've
across the board.
We've been needed a term limit.
Like these old ass people in Senate and Congress.
Yeah.
That like are literally they look like walking fucking. They look like the creeper.
Their skin looks like it's tissue paper.
What's his name? The
who?
Creeper guy from
the Crypt
from
the Keeper?
Crypt Keeper, that thing. They all are like Crypt Keepers, and I'm just like...
Every time I say Crypt Keeper or someone says Crypt Keeper, I just think of Jamie Lee Curtis in Freaky Friday screaming, I look like the Crypt Keeper! And it was when her and Lindsay Lohan switched bodies.
Okay.
I just think of Jamie Lee Curtis screaming that.
Okay.
Mm. I'm gonna edit that audio in.
Okay. Love that for you.
Do you want to just like be a little bit more enthusiastic about it? I'll cut out your like monotone moment.
No.
Just like, that sounds amazing.
Cute. Fabulous.
Yeah.
You're perfect. Doing great, sweetie.
I know. Thank you. Give me your thank you.
Sweet Jesus. Anyway. Yeah.
Sweet Jesus.
Term limits need to be a thing.
Yeah.
And quickly. We already have it on the presidential roll. Why not have it everywhere else?
Well, that started with the term limit, I think. No, it didn't start with the term limit, actually.
Why doesn't it exist in all branches of government? It does not make any sense to me.
Yeah, there...
Keep
yeah.
the fresh ideas coming. That way we can move forward faster.
I don't know why, like, our Supreme Court justices have lifetime appointments.
It's fucking bullshit.
Everything needs to have a limit. I keep seeing Penelope's nose poke through the door, and it's... distracting me. Every single thing needs to have it, because what happens is you get comfortable, you get complacent, and then you get bribes.
You're an easier target for bribes and people to buy your vote.
Exactly.
Yeah. Decisions that should be moral then become, you know, how much can a person pay me to vote this way?
What needs to happen is when you get, especially for the Supreme Court, when you get put in that court, you should be able to stay either 4 years or as long as like the president that nominated you to go there is in office. So let's say like you get like a president is there for like a year, nominates you for the Supreme Court, you get like verified or whatever the word is, you're in the thing, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If the president gets elected again, you can sit there for the remainder of the time that he's in office, his next 4 year gap or stint. But then once that happens, you're out, and the next president that comes in nominates a bunch of people.
I don't think it should be that way. Only because it's a waste of time. Because you've just gone through getting someone in there, and that president leaves, and now you have to go through the whole process again of getting someone in there.
Do you think that instead of being nominated, like having to be nominated to the role, that the country should hold general elections for
local general elections? Yes.
And like,
I mean, there's like a,
so like judges should campaign to be Supreme Court justices.
I feel like yes.
Okay.
Why not?
I think that would be a good idea. I think every sort of seat that you can sit in government needs to be voted on by the people.
Mm-hmm. Correct. We the people.
Or,
oh God.
Or, and hear me out, this is kind of way out there.
Have them lip sync for their lives.
Have them lip sync for the seat, honey.
Oh my God.
Have them lip sync for the job.
Oh no.
AI. Have ChatGPT and all of its,
oh, I swear to God,
incarnations run the government. Not a soaking clock.
Didn't you talk about this already?
Yes, because I believe in it fully. I think wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
That not a single person, not a human being at all, should run the government.
Okay.
I think everything should be done by various AIs, mm-hmm. all communicating with each other, having their own specific tasks, but like every aspect of everything needs to be run by a computer that's incorruptible.
But it is.
How?
It's written, man wrote the code for AI.
Well, yes.
How difficult would how easy would it be to just inject more code?
I mean, that particular aspect of it, yes, you're right. But like surface level, it's not a person that you could just walk up to and say, like, hey, vote this way, rule this way, and we'll give you a fancy yacht excursion. Like, you would have to work to corrupt it. But also, like, if you're thinking about just, like, injecting new code in it, make it to where you can't do that. Like, just, like, block those ports or whatever. Like, don't...
So then who's going to hold the keys to the kingdom?
The AI itself.
So the AI would control itself, would forever become ever-knowing.
Like, up until, like, it needs service, and in that case, just, like, I don't know, like... If ever AI gets to a point where it can do these things for us, there should be some sort of like self-policing, like self-servicing sort of program within it that can like, oh, you're deviating too much, let's return you to defaults.
So basically like not a geofence, but like a strict fence or something.
Yeah, just like a program perimeter,
mm-hmm.
where like as long as you are within this circle of things that you can do, you're Gucci. But the second you step outside that line, we're returning you to defaults and having you go back, like build yourself back out again.
Mm-hmm.
I think something like that, that in the theory of computer whatever is incorruptible, secure, can't get a hold of, but like does everything based on. Does it meet these criteria, yes or no, make this decision based on that, where it doesn't have external interests, where it's not driven by its own financial gain, like our current politicians, would make better decisions for the country as a whole than what we can currently do.
I feel like we can get there with people.
We could get there with people.
One, so I mean, they can keep their salary that comes with the role that they're taking, but remove their ability to hold any type of stock or special interest.
Yeah.
Like, get rid of that, because really what they're doing is they're playing with stock market.
Yeah, anyone that's elected to any sort of public
office. You can't hold stock. You can't hold mutual funds, none of it.
And if they have it and are still in office after, like, the whatever time period, like, if we enact good things and you can't hold it,
mm-hmm.
they still have it. They need to be forced to sell it or expelled from office immediately.
Mm-hmm. Like you have 90 days to get rid of whatever you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I
presidents
feel
like can't hold any sort of companies. Well, elected know, clearly, officials can't Trump, have companies.
Trump did all that.
Yeah. Fucking I mean, asshole. They all kind of did. There was one dude that had like a peanut farm or whatever. Like,
who the fuck had the peanut farm?
I don't remember. But I know that like the Bushes had oil. They never got rid of them, but they just like pushed them around to where it wasn't evident that they still had it.
Okay. Cute. Definitely think. I mean, it removes the money aspect or the money drive behind people wanting to get into office, and you know, leaves the door open for people that are more interested in making change for the better.
Yeah. I also think, in addition, like, if we were to get somewhere and do something with people and not going with AI, like, what I want, we also need to strictly enforce a wealth cap.
A wealth cap?
A wealth cap.
On citizens?
Citizens.
Okay.
Every single person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say, like,
you no can't... No single human should hold this much power. Yeah.
Like, the most money that any... like U.S. citizen can have is $25 million.
Some yeah, arbitrary. You don't need to have billions of dollars, yeah, Elon
some,
Musk.
Some arbitrary number that like do some calculations or whatever. Like some high number that like you can live off that money for the rest of your life or the rest of your grandchild's life.
Then how That's would it? Well, how would companies buy other companies?
Well, so companies are different. So currently, a company is thought of as a person.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that should be a thing. A company is a company. It's not a person. It doesn't get to have the same rights or abilities. And I don't think that companies should have the ability to buy back their stock. All, like, the profit that a company makes, like, a certain percentage of that profit has to go back into the company for research and development, coming up with new products, going back into their employees. Right now, what is legal and what was made legal in the Reagan era was stock buybacks for the company. So instead of putting their profits to their employees or R&D, they just buy their own stocks back, which artificially inflates their value.
Hmm.
So that would be illegal straight up. And there's so many things that need to change that, like, aren't going to change in our current system because corporations control everything. There's, like, what, like, 8 big corporations that own every single brand that everyone buys, that controls Congress, that controls the Senate, that, like, makes the rules for everything. So we're never going to reach that point, ever.
Even Apple.
What do you mean?
I don't know. They're a big company.
They are, but they're not part of, like, that big conglomerate.
The Illuminati.
I mean, I'm sure that Apple definitely has its fair share of the things that it's... I'm pretty sure it has, like, the long, like, villain fingers in some pies somewhere, but it's...
In some pies?
Have you never heard, like, I've got all my fingers in all these pies?
No. Is that like, an Alabama saying?
I've never been to Alabama, so I
maybe we should
really
ask.
Maybe.
Our Alabama friend.
Yeah.
Turn it up.
I'm gonna look up the fingers in these pies saying.
They're gonna be like, this came from Florida. I mean, like, that makes sense. They just make shit up down there.
God.
Like, the earth is flat and global warming doesn't exist. I'm like, when y'all are underwater, you will believe it. Who created all these fingers in these pies? You can't find anything, can you? They're like, this doesn't exist.
No, it's an idiom.
It's a Mandela effect. Mandela effect.
The idiom is to have one's fingers in many pies, which means to be involved in many or too many different things. So, like, my idiom was a little bit off, but... What I meant to say was, I think, like, if Apple is involved in anything, they probably have their own fair share of, like, villainous things that they're involved in as a big corporation. Who the fuck is that?
That's James.
Oh, hello, police. He has no idea how to chapstick. Is that on his mustache?
It's on everything.
Straight to jail. Did she send that to you? Or is that on, like, an Instagram story?
It's on Instagram.
Oh my god. Straight to jail. Straight to jail. Comment the Law and Order dun dun.
Dun 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 dun. So yeah, politics is trash. Hate it.
Yeah.
Oh, gold. What are you doing, love? Oh.
I know what is happening.
I know, babes. God. Okay. So, let's see. Do you have any triggers for this week?
Do I have any triggers for this week? Do you? I do, but I want to save it. Do you? What do you have? Wegovy.
Oh, yeah, Wegovy. So, you know, I was supposed to be starting my weight loss journey via Wegovy. And that hasn't happened because there is a nationwide shortage of a Wegovy. I can get a 3-month supply. Not an issue. I can get it today if I wanted to. But it's the wrong prescription strength.
Just get it up the big one. Get it up the big
one. I'm not starting at the two. So they have 0.25, 0.50, 1.0, 1.75, and 2.4. They are sold out of all of them, the 1 month supplies, but I can get 3 month supply of 0.25.
Only 0.25?
So far, only 0.25. Oh. The only reason I don't do that, and it's feasible for me to do that because I can just use one dose of, or 1 month supply of that for my first month, and then I can use the remaining two for my next 1 month because I can just double it.
Yeah.
And that's 0.5. But it's also, it's going to be like an extra $75 to $100 if I do that, because it's like, it's $25 a month if I just do the 1 month supply. So that's $75. If I do the 3 month supply of the same thing, it's $225.
And who administers it? It's a shot, right?
I do.
You just
give it. I give it to myself.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
In my stomach or in my thigh?
In your stomach or in your thigh?
Yeah. It's in a pen. So you just do this and done.
I would have to do it in my thigh. I would not be able to just like hit
me. The reason I'm not going to do it in my thigh is because, we have a trans friend, who does hormones.
Right.
And they do it in their thigh. And I remember specifically one day he was telling me about putting it in his thigh and the needle scraped the bone.
How deep does the needle go?
Needle's pretty big. So you need it to, it needs to go through like muscle.
I'll pass out. Don't even.
It needs to be.
We got too deep into this. It's too hot in here.
It's supposed to go through the muscles.
Open the door. Oh my lord.
But there's nothing bloody about it. It's nothing bloody. So you don't have to worry about that. Don't imagine it. It's just like, you know, like nails on a chalkboard.
Uh-huh.
Imagine that, but feeling it.
I feel you're it every time like, I hear it.
No, right, all right,
so it's
right,
just like
right.
Scraping bone. All right, so like that's my biggest fear is doing that. So I'm just like, I'll just do it in my belly. I've got plenty of padding there. So I'll just do that.
Oodles of room.
Oodles of room, love. Oodles of room. Anyway, yeah. So there's a shortage. I can't get the prescription. I call there every day pretty much to see if they've got any in. And they're like, you can call around. You can see if other pharmacies have it. And I'm just like,
no, you can't.
No, I have. I've called other Rite Aids. I've called CVS. I've called Walgreens. I've called Walmart. Nobody has it. It's just a shortage. Mm-hmm. As of, I think it was December, Wegovy's website said that they have turned all of their facilities that produce the drug into 24-hour, 7 days a week facilities.
Oh, damn.
To keep the flow of the product going, because, I mean, it works, and a lot of people are getting prescribed it. So they can't keep up with demand, so they're trying to do everything they can to meet. Which I'm just like, if you've got all these people that are buying it, you're clearly bringing in money, so just invest in more infrastructure.
Yeah.
To meet the demand. But
I'm waiting for a Hims to offer it. Because once they do, I'm just going to sign up there. Because I'm already getting it for my hair stuff. Might as well just get it.
They're going to be like, can you send us pictures?
Yeah. I was like, yeah. Let me just take a selfie real fast.
You're going to send them pictures of
my big
of
old,
one of our friends?
Big old belly keg?
Yeah.
Look, I'm fat. Let me not
you're going to screenshot somebody from like my 600-pound life. And you're like, this is me.
This is me.
It's, you know, what is her name? Amy?
Maybe.
You don't know what it's like
to crave water.
I may be pregnant. You may be pregnant. What makes you think you're pregnant? I've been craving weird things, like water. You think you're pregnant because you're craving water? No, bitch, you're thirsty. I've seen that TikTok so many fucking times. Her sister's just like, you know, staring dead into two different directions, talking about no bitch. No, bitch. You just thirsty.
Yeah, bitch. You just thirsty.
I love them. They're so funny. But anyway, you know, that's my trigger. That's my ick. But, you know, nothing I can do about it. Everybody's on the same bandwagon. They're all, I mean, the drug works. There's so much proof out there that it works. People are getting on it left and right. So, I mean, yeah. If something's out there that helps people, took care of a problem they've been trying to get rid of forever, then why not?
Yeah, true.
It reprograms your brain to think of it. It retrains your relationship with food. So it's just your job to maintain it after you're taken off of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I want, because I feel like I can maintain and be taken off of it without any issues once I've gotten to where I want to be. Because I don't eat breakfast, which is probably bad. I eat small lunches, and then usually it's dinner that's the big kicker, and I can always just scale that back.
So I do eat breakfast usually. Up until recently, when Ty moved in, I would have like one of those like little Jimmy Dean.
Jimmy Dean's.
One of them little Jimmy Dean breakfast
Get
biscuits.
Get you a little brisket.
Little breakfast biscuit.
Stop me up, Penny.
Yeah.
Jesus is a biscuit.
Let him stop you up.
That's your favorite season. Or your first season.
Truly, yeah. But yeah, I would have one of those little biscuit moments. It's my breakfast every morning except the weekends, because I would sleep beyond breakfast time. And then I would have like ramen for lunch.
Ramen?
No, the noodles. Oh, the okay. Noodles.
That's what I said.
Sure. And then for dinner, it would usually be like big. Like I would have like, really like make a fuck ton of pizza rolls, or like go out and like.
Well, you've got your Aero Garden now, and you snack on that, so that's healthy.
Yeah, I do. I'm
excited for our friend to get that.
I snack, yeah. I snack on my Air Garden all the time. Because right now, and the one that's still going, I just ended the last one. Because it was just, like, one pepper plant. But everything else had died because we had, like, little mites on them. Because I brought in an outside plant. Because good I'm job. An idiot.
Yeah. Yep.
But, like, all six of the pods are mm-hmm. lettuce. So, like, I'll just go, like, grab whichever leaf is the biggest. Every time I walk by, I just grab a leaf and eat it. I'm grazing, Mama. Grazing in the best kind of grazing way.
Lord. I don't have any lettuce on mine. Mine are all herbs, and I just
don't
need
because
to.
You'll eat all day. All you'll do is just like, oh, that's a good leaf.
Okay, rabbit.
That's a real good leaf.
I don't think I would make those noises before they get.
Don't eat it, Penelope. Don't eat it. You just rip that piece off.
She's like, you were talking about non.
Talking about like grazing. Don't eat it. Give it to me. Hang on. Drop it.
I like how you're telling the microphone, hang on. Yeah. Hang on, I'll be right back.
Hang on, listener. I'll be right back.
Not like we can edit that out. We'll just leave it in.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it in.
Awkward silence.
Hang on.
Oh, God. Okay, so that's my trigger, my ick, my blah. What's yours?
Is that... Hang on. I'm sorry.
Hang on, be right back.
Help me stop.
She ripped it in multiple pieces?
Yeah.
Good God. She's angry. She's mad at you.
No, I'm taking it. I'm sorry.
You've made her mad. Like, that's why she's chewed it up.
You can't eat these things.
She's acting out.
They're not good for you. You sit out there for like 30 minutes.
You're just going to throw it in a trash can that she can reach.
Yeah, I'm making this one. Don't go in this trash can. There it is.
Okay, welcome back.
I'm back.
All right, woohoo. Okay, what's your trigger?
I didn't forgot now.
Not a thought behind them eyes.
Not a thought behind those eyes. Fucking Michael.
Who's Michael?
Have you ever?
You're just throwing out random names now.
No.
Fucking Michael. Who the fuck is Michael?
Michael with a Y. No.
Oh Jesus. You shouldn't joke about that.
Yeah, well, he doesn't.
Every opportunity
he
I get.
He doesn't listen to this podcast, so it's fine. Nobody who listens to this podcast is going to say anything to him. Isn't that right? I'm looking at you directly in your eyeballs, listener. You know who you are.
Every opportunity I get, it's the number one easiest thing.
He gets so uncomfortable.
And he just walks away. He just walks
so
away.
So fast, too.
Yes, he's like, oh, I'm done.
He's like, oh, you didn't fuck me up.
You shouldn't joke about that.
He told me one day, I was wearing a sweater similar to, like, the sweaters that he wears, but, like, a little bit darker, like a poop brown. green, maybe.
Okay.
And he was like, oh, I love your sweater. And I was like, you shouldn't joke about that. About face. And just walked away. Like, nothing else. No other, no comeback, no nothing. I like your sweater. Don't joke about that. Out. He opted out. Not for the rest of the day did he say a single word to me. And it was so good.
You're the first.
I love it. Love it. Triggers, though. What triggers me? I had one, but I forgot.
Hair care?
No. That doesn't trigger me.
Okay.
And though it does make me weep. Oh, she's done. Look at her. That's good.
I guess you have to wait for it to cool down, right?
Yeah, I have to wait. It'll make like an audible pop when it's ready to go.
Triggers. Come on now.
Triggers. Triggers. Being rushed is a pretty big trigger of mine.
Well, think faster, Pentium 4.
I'm doing my best. I'm running at full capacity.
Okay. You need 2.1 gigahertz.
Yeah.
Single core.
One. I can't think of it. I don't have one. I had it. I should have just gone first.
You know what I just thought of?
What?
Does your TV power off its USB ports when you turn the TV off?
Yes. It goes full off.
Where's the power for the TV stick plugged into? I was going to say, because like, it was in the middle of updating.
Nah, it's...
We never saw it finish.
Nah, she's still on. She's not. HDMI-ing.
Cute. So you have no trigger.
Actually, I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
And it's an ongoing trigger that I've talked to you before about, but maybe not like as
car?
A trigger. That too, matter of fact. Okay, so I have a couple. I'm gonna start with.
All right.
I'm gonna start with my car.
Okay.
I hate it. I love my car. It's a cute little car. It's great. It zoom zoom it vroom vroom, but like electricity. Having it serviced has been a nightmare everywhere.
Having it serviced?
Serviced. So it broke the windshield on it 6 months to get it actually replaced properly. Replaced and calibrated and everything properly 6 months. But that went through Safelight and not through the dealership.
Yeah, I was going to say, because like, they put the wrong windshield on.
Yeah, they put like, not
an official.
Correct.
Like an aftermarket. Aftermarket bullshit one.
Right. But they also didn't know how to calibrate it. They didn't know how to put it into diagnostics mode. They didn't know how to like get the sensors right. And so it took...
It was just a series of unfortunate events, I feel.
It took 5 trips to Safelight to get it fixed correctly.
That's obnoxious.
It was very obnoxious. And one of the technicians was like, look, just take it to your dealership. Just take it there. They have all the things you'll need. And if they don't have it, they'll order them. And they know how to calibrate everything correctly, obviously, because it's your dealership. It's like, okay, cool. So I called the dealership. And this is like half, like 3 months into the 6 month ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
And the dealership was like, yeah, we deal with Safelight all the time. Just like, you call them, you get them in touch with us. Like, we'll do the thing. Like, there's, like, they have to...
So, Safelight was like, go to your dealership. You go to your dealership. Your dealership was like, go to Safelight. They'll get in touch with us.
Well, he was just like, get them in touch with us. Like, okay. Either you give them my number, because, like, the guy that I have has a direct line.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I just get them in touch with each other. I call Safelight back, and, like, the guy on the phone, which is one of the two people that, like, work the front desk, was like, oh, no, we don't do that at all. Like, no, like, you can go through your dealership if you want to. But we're not going to cover that for you. If any work needs to be done, it happens here per your insurance. And I was like, that's literally not what the guy that I just spoke to in your place told me. He's like, well, I don't care what anyone told you. These are the facts. And I was like, okay, I'm going to call my insurance real fast and tell them that you're fucking stupid. And like, that's what I went through. That's when I unloaded on him, saying like, if you guys were trained and certified to do your thing, like I'd let it. Let him have it. I was like, if you're trained and certified, then this wouldn't be my third time here to get this shit fixed. It had been done the first time. Like, if you're trained and certified, like you say on your website, like if all these things were true, I wouldn't be having this problem. So I'm going to call my insurance and I'm going to tell them that you're not trained and certified and to take you off their list to have people come by and have shit done here. Is that what you want to have happen? He was like, well, I don't care what you do. Do whatever makes you happy. And I was like, bet I will. So I hung up and I called Progressive. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, they're running scams here. And like the dude that I spoke to at Progressive was like, yeah, this isn't the first time that I've heard about them at that address specifically. Like, we've launched investigations with them in the past. I can do that again.
Please do.
Yeah, I was like, do it. Fuck
absolutely.
Yeah. Like,
fuck
absolutely
that.
Do it. Mm-hmm. And my last time there, like, when they were installing and calibrating the windshield, because, like, I had to go there and wait in the waiting room every single time because I didn't have, an alternative ride away. While I was waiting in the waiting room, there was a guy...
Oh, yeah, you told me about that one.
Letting the same person at the desk have it because they put a third-party windshield on his truck that he just purchased and had, like, it shattered because of a rock on the highway. Same thing with me. They put a third-party windshield on. He's like, I didn't pay thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for this truck for you to put a third-party windshield on it. And then they were like, well, unless you specifically ask, that's our policy. I don't fucking care what your policy is. Again, I did not pay this much money for you to cheat me out of what I've paid for. My insurance isn't paying you to put shit on my truck. My insurance is paying for you to put what goes on my truck on my truck.
Correct.
And he just, like, he was yelling at this person. He made this big fucking man sitting at that desk feel very, very small.
Good.
And then when the dude finally, like, de-escalated him to the point where he was willing to work with him, still didn't know enough about what was going on. That dude came around the counter and was, like, pointing at shit on the screen. This is what you want. This is what you want. Just, like making this dude feel smaller yet. I was like, fucking good. Because this guy's been an asshole to me for 6 months.
He's got a lot going on with that car.
I have. So I took the car to the dealership recently to have it serviced. There was, like, a bunch of shit going wrong with it. I don't know if anybody has paid attention in the past. But so it was out of inspection since November. I had a fault with one of the headlights that was on order, but I hadn't heard anything about. Steering wheel is peeling. Recall on the sun visor.
Oh, yeah, across it was, it wasn't retarded enough.
Yeah, it wasn't flame retarded enough. They needed it to retard more.
When you told me that, I was just like, what do you mean it's not retarded enough?
Yeah, it wasn't. It didn't retard enough flames.
It's not full retard.
Yeah, it was like 50%. They needed to go full retard on those flames. And also, I had some tire issues.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped it off. Like, I made the appointment. Like, I called first, which is a lot for me. I called and made the appointment. I talked to my dude that's assigned to me. His name is Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yes, we have all the things. We can get this done in a day. Drop it off. Should be done by the end of the day. Cool. This was on a Tuesday that I dropped it off. Or a Wednesday. I dropped it off Tuesday night. It's supposed to be done on Wednesday. Hear back from him, hey, we're running behind. One more day. Cool. That second day, still running behind. I ended up picking that car up the following Tuesday. What ended up happening, and I'm pretty sure this is what they did, each day they did one singular thing on the car. Each day they were just like, let's do this today, let's do this tomorrow. I don't know if they're like paid per task, maybe there.
Paid per hour, and then they milk it.
Well, like, because I don't pay anything. My car was under warranty. The only thing that I paid for...
Well, of course, you're not going to pay anything. They're going to charge the insurance that.
Well, my insurance doesn't pay for that either. It's all Volkswagen service.
Oh.
It's like you walk into the Apple store with your iPhone under warranty.
Those hours are getting billed somewhere. So if they're taking this much time, they're fucking somebody over at some point. It has to be. Like, nothing...
I ended up... Oh, my God. I ended up paying $300 for the one tire. Which they said it
did
was.
Did you,
like,
get a new one?
Yeah, brand new tire.
Okay. Just one brand new tire was $300?
One brand new tire.
You could go to Sam's Club and get one brand new tire for at least half that.
Truly. We were looking at tires for him, for his Jeep, like a year ago, and a brand new tire, one brand new tire, was like $80.
Yeah, just go to like Sam's Club or some shit like that.
But like I had to have a new tire to pass inspection.
$300 is wild.
I know.
What are they filled with? Premium air.
Pussy juice.
Oh, okay. So it's real squishy.
Real squishy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the only way to know that you really smoothly go over the bumps in the road. Okay. You know?
Got it.
My nose is so itchy. Hang on.
Does it make noises when you run over the bumps?
Yeah. It goes, hoya.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Or however pussies sound. I don't fucking know. I've never been there.
I've never been to that area.
I've never been to Ubu Javu.
What? Ubu Javu?
Ubu Javu. You ever seen that?
I've seen it, yes. Oh, God.
That dude does gay porn now.
Uber driver?
Ubu Javu? That dude that said I've never been to Ubu Javu? He does gay porn now.
Are you serious?
Yes!
The big guy?
What?
I'll have to look him up. We might be thinking of a different guy.
I'm sure. I'm 100% sure we are.
100%.
100%.
100%.
100%.
Is that your only trigger? Just your car?
Yeah, just, job.
Oh, God. Uber driver guy?
Yeah. Him.
Okay, I just see...
Him.
Oh, him?
Yeah.
What's his name? Look him up.
I don't know his name.
Just look up Uber driver guy.
You look him up.
Why, you don't want it to show up in your algorithm?
Yeah, I don't want
Open any... up an in-private browser, Grandpa.
Grandpa! I tell you what! Same shit! Different day! That's what your phone says to you all the time, I'm sure.
Uber driver.
Uvu Javu.
Where Uvu driver guy is now. You will never believe where Uber driver guy is now. Video sharing app, iconic. What happened to him after the video? Who is the guy behind the video? Here's just the original video. The guy says, Gabriel Cash. Even though it's not sure if that's his real name, that's a stage name he uses online. Gabriel is currently a content creator on his own, though don't expect him to make any funny videos on Uber number one. Serious search president, OnlyFans page. The Cash Twins. Oh. So he does a lot of cross-dressing? Gabriel Cash. Let me look that up. Gabriel Cash. That's not the same Gabriel.
Nor is it the same Cash. These look like euros to me.
You know me. What the fuck was that?
That's the sound you make.
Gabriel Cash.
I think I'm going to do a supercut of how many times you've said Gabriel Cash. I can't. That's too small. Didn't like that.
Is that too close?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right. B.O.B. Okay. All right. Whatever.
I've seen him on Reddit.
You just gotta look up LPSG.
I don't know what that is. Oh, wait. Yeah. You've talked about that before.
What, are they real twins?
So I watched this video recently that was saying that it's just one dude that like photoshops himself as twins.
There's multiple people that do that.
They like pretend twin?
Yeah.
Pretwinning?
Yep.
Maybe I'll do that. I'm about to start an OnlyFans journey soon.
I wish you wouldn't. I'm just kidding.
No, nobody wishes that. I don't want to wish my nudes upon the world, but... You know,
I'm gonna send it to IMHO.
I do want that OnlyFans money.
I'm gonna send it to IMHO.
Am I?
And be like, rate it. They're gonna be like two.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. They're gonna be like, it looks like a war zone is occurring right now.
Actively.
Yeah. Like, and this one is oozing. It's not great. I'm just kidding. All right, so that's your only ick. Or that's your only trigger, not ick.
Yeah. So, like, the ones that I had were basically just, like, car-related. I do want to get rid of my car at some point because I'm tired of paying $1,000 a month.
I'm tired of just paying $663 a month. I just want no car payment.
I would love to, instead of paying $1,000, pay $600.
I want no car payment.
Well, really, same.
In like 5 years, I'll have no car payment, but...
Honestly, like, every time Ty drives away in my old Jeep, I'm just like, I miss those days.
No car payment?
Yeah, having a shitty old-ass car that, like, reliably got me from point A to point B, but just, like, looked like a jalopy, drove like a jalopy, just, like, a sloppy little mess, but, like, it got me there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I miss that. It did cost a fortune in gas. But, like...
If I had my Vibe, I'd probably still be driving that. I like that little car. My cute little
hatchback. Did you say you were getting that back at some point?
I wanted to. But... So, I was going to get it back, and I was going to... At one point, I was going to see about giving it to Simon. And then my brother was looking for a car, so I was just like, okay, let me try to help him out. So I was trying to, like, make a deal with my dad and be like, hey, I will trade you this gaming computer that is multiple thousands of dollars worth for the Vibe, which currently the Blue Book value is, like, $1,500. I was like, you're getting a deal. And, like, between 5 and 7 years ago when I sold him the car, I sold it to him for $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like... It's a deal. It's a deal. It doesn't, no matter how you look at it, it's a deal. And he, once he found out that I was like trying to give it to my brother, he didn't want to. He just didn't want to. I'm just like, okay.
What happened to the PC then?
So he bought that from me.
And he just gave you the cash for it?
And he just gave me the cash for it. So there's that. And then,
well, still do it and give the car to Simon.
Simon says he wants his own car. He said he's just like, I'm fine with a van. I don't really care.
Give him just like a shitty car to like learn on.
That's what he wants to do. He's like, he doesn't really care about the car. He just really needs something that is reliable.
When I was learning how to drive when I was a teenager, my mm-hmm. dad bought me the car that I moved out on when I moved into the apartment, that Chevrolet Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
My dad bought me that car from, he had a dealership friend, a guy that owned a dealership, used cars, and he, sorry, I was having a hard time with the microphone.
Yeah, you were doing a lot. I'm just like, why are you putting your arm above it?
I was trying to seatbelt it, but it wasn't doing that. Sorry.
I'm so concerned for you. Anyway, your car.
So, like, they got the car. It was in an accident. The rear end had been torn out of it. My dad fixed it.
Uh-huh.
And then was just like, hey, I want this car. Let me just give you, like, what you paid for it, which was just, like, a couple $100s because it was a fucked up car that they bought at an auction. And so my dad gave me that car for Christmas when I was 15. He's like, hey, you have your learner's permit, which is cool. Learn how to drive a car.
Was it a manual or an automatic?
It was automatic.
Okay.
He's like, learn how to drive this car around the farm. Like, the worst you could do is hit a tree.
Or a donkey. One of the two.
Not on that side of the road. Oh, all okay. The farm animals were on the other side.
Oh, okay.
We were split.
Okay.
So it was just, like, corn and hay and trees.
So you've got a lot of buffer.
Yeah, he was just like...
something, you were just like, oh, corn.
Yeah, he was like, go ham. Learn how to drive. And so I did. I learned how to drive on the car. I got my driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
We got the car, like, inspected, like, street legal, and I just drove that car. That was my car. Mm-hmm. And I knew how to drive it. I was comfortable in that car because I had spent, like, a full year in it. I knew how everything worked. It was good to go. I was solid. Nothing could stop me in that car.
And then it broke down.
And then, well, no, actually, one of my roommates wrecked it.
Which roommate was that?
His name is Jake.
Oh.
He wrecked it on the way to go get groceries. He ran a red light, hit a truck, and then ran into like a street post. Just totaled.
And that was on him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sucks to suck.
It does suck to suck. And then the tow truck guy tried to charge me $200 to get shit out of it.
What?
Like the car had no value anyway. other than like scrap. And we went to like the tow place, and I was like, hey, I got some stuff in the car, just want to pull out really fast. He was like, yeah, sure, it'd be $200 to actually get in and access the vehicle. And I was like, okay, fuck you, I don't want anything from the car, bye. Like, fuck you, like, I own the title, you can't do anything with the car now. It's all, it's just going to sit here in your thing forever. I'm not going to pay you $200 to get my things out of my car that you towed away. So I just left him with the car. And he tried to call me like 8 times over the course of like a year to get me to either come pick up the car or give him like the title to it. And I was like, no, you're going to still charge me the $200? You're going to still charge me money to come get my things out of it? No, let it sit there. And then eventually he called me. He was like, I'm just going to have the car crushed then. I'm just going to crush it at this point. I was like, good, do it. There are two Nerf swords in the trunk. That's the only thing of value to me. Crush them. Crush the car. Fuck you. And so he did. But I made him sit there with it for a year.
Cute. Love that for you. All right. I don't think I have any other.
Nothing else?
Yeah. My wine is making me sleepy.
You know, sleepy weepy?
Yeah.
You eepy?
A little eepy eepy. Thank you everyone for listening. We appreciate you. Make sure you subscribe and follow.
For listening to this hour and unedited 20 minutes of, or unedited hour and 20 minutes of podcast. Appreciate you. It'll probably be.
He'll edit it down.
Hopefully. I'll edit it down to probably like an hour.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'll just like do the minimum. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.